It's Rokong's Carnarvon Wagon Express.
Not a soul on earth can hide from it.
No! Broadcasting live from the Tinley Park Convention Center.
Take me to the microphone.
You're invited to stop by, have fun, bring a toy, because it benefits the United States Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots. Today's broadcast is presented by American Sail. Bring the fun home for the holidays. And sponsored by Apple Chevrolet, Architect of Chicagoland, Hilton's of Chicago, Dibs.com, and Sweet Alley's Gluten-Free Bakery.
Good taste broadcasting.
Now here's your master of ceremonies.
You old
weasel-eyed heathen, Rokong. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ides of March.
Woo!
All right.
Welcome aboard, you people. It is the 400th time we've done a Christmas show here at the Tinley Park Convention Center. We want to thank everybody in Tinley Park for having us down here. We want to thank the Ides of March for being here. It's Carnarvon Express, brought to us by American Sail from the Tinley Park Convention Center, which is right off of Harlem and I-80. You cannot miss it. You get off I-80, you head north, and it's right there on your right. The one thing you won't miss is the Marine presence here. There are Marine vehicles that literally look like they're about to invade China. Not even a little country, China.
We're in good hands.
Yeah. And so they're here, and they've got just a ton of, there's a bunch of Marines here. We've got a lot of vehicles. We've already got about 1,000 toys in the room. And
some that Kevin already really want to play with.
I do.
It's true.
I went with the classic, the basketball hoop that you hang on your closet door in your bedroom, a Nerf gun, and a football. All things I wanted to keep.
Yeah, everything he wants.
Everything I wanted. I almost picked up one of those basketball hoops for myself.
Well, I will tell you this. You know who's going to be here coming up in the 4 o'clock hour? Ed Obradovich is going to join us.
OB.
The great Ed Obradovich. And Ed is going to play catch with Kevin just to bring a childhood dream come true.
Dream come true.
Which I think is going to be very lovely. Very, very, very nice. We
Oklahoma drill.
And Kev's going to throw down the football. I'm never calling you dad. I'm never calling you dad. No matter what.
That's right. OB, okay, it's going to be on 4. Omaha! Omaha! That's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway. We also have a couple of other big surprises for you. Demetrius Ivory and the WGN-TV News is out here as well.
He's going to join us
in just a few minutes. So they're going to be doing their live shots from here. What is amazing is our friends from Apple Chevrolet have been collecting toys for us for about 3 weeks at Apple Chevy on 159th Street in Tinley Park. And what they have done is they have... they brought all of these. They've got 4 Silverados here, 4 Chevy Silverados, 2 white, 2 red, and they drove them in a motorcade this morning to the Tinley Park Convention Center with all these toys in them and trees on top and the whole thing. And the Channel 9 helicopter caught this motorcade moving this morning.
Cool.
So throughout the afternoon, you're going to see video of that on Channel 9 as well.
My dad saw the helicopter as he was driving around this morning, called me. He's like, Lauren, the helicopter's overhead. I was like, okay, thanks.
Add it to your traffic report. Add it to your traffic report now.
So that's all. Nice. So you watch for that. And then again, Ides of March, full concert here after 5:30. Nice. If you're in the area and you want to come by, all we ask is that you bring a toy. Or if you want to stop by and you don't have a toy, you can make a cash or a check donation to the United States Marine Corps. They are here willing to take that, and they can give you a receipt for it as well.
It was a typical Rokong show listeners maneuver here. The second the doors were open, there was a line at the bar. So
I love seeing that.
Early and often.
I'm like, why are they taking such a hard right? The seats are this way.
Rokong, to the bar.
I wanted to say hello. Richard Roper here. I've been with Ro longer than Andy Richter's been with Conan O'Brien on one capacity or another. And I just want to make sure that people remember, of course, the great Samuel Tinley of Tinley Park, 1890, the first railroad station agent here. Tinley Park, also the home of the Bettenhausen Racing Dynasty family from Tinley Park.
Sure.
And, of course, Gina Glockson, who was a finalist, season 6, American Idol. Just a little bit of the Tinley Park.
Little local history. Love local history when we can get
it. Kevin and I were throwing back and forth some of Samuel Tinley's favorite sayings, and we'll be sharing those a little bit later on.
Now, we'll sprinkle it on.
This is really interesting. In the 3 o'clock hour, we are going to be joined by the assistant village manager of Tinley Park.
Taking him on right
because
now.
Because the village manager of Tinley Park wasn't able to make it down here. But the assistant village manager, and I hope he's a historian, because I want to know more about Samuel Tinley. Because I saw in the lobby here, there's like an entire
tribute to Sam.
Tribute to Samuel Tinley.
Great man.
Now, is that the assistant village manager, or is it like Dwight Schrute, where it's the assistant to the village manager? We'll find
out. Hold on. I'm going to find out.
Okay.
All right. We'll find out about that. And then Ed Obradovich in the 4 o'clock hour. Also, the top 5-5 in the 4 o'clock hour. Yes. And that's because of a time change issue. That has something to do with the lunar clock. I'm not quite sure. And then the Knarbel wagon will roll in the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
And the real Knarbel wagon. No, I just noticed that I got the most amount of applause of anything when I mentioned the Knarbel wagon. The real Knarbel wagon is here. So that is going to be a big deal. Mm-hmm. And we'll just have to see what's going to happen. Because this will be a traditional, you know, the Marines help us with this. This is a traditional Knarbel wagon rollout.
Nice.
And that gets a little messy. So you might, for those of you in the front row, you might want to wear a poncho. That's the Ides of March right there. Hang on loosely. Originally a 38 special song that was written by Jim Peterick. Isn't that correct? Thank you, Jim. Thank you. Jim, you know what? Stand by one second. We got a technical here. We're always working on things.
Classic technical difficulty.
But thank God Demetrius Ivory is here because when he was in high school, he was the head of his Crystal Radio Set club. And where did you go to high school? Where did you go to school?
Cleveland Heights High School.
Cleveland Heights High School.
Yeah.
Was there a radio station at that?
Yeah, I don't know. If there was, we probably chased those kids around. No, we didn't have a radio station. No way. It's in the middle of the city of Cleveland. No way.
Did a big Bernie Kosar report all the time? Was that around the era, something like that?
People don't know. He was one of the greatest.
There you go, Bernie.
No, Bernie knows. Bernie will tell you he's one of the greatest before it's all said and done. And then he'll bet on himself about whether or not he was the greatest. Can I just hear a Browns fan?
Yeah.
All right. It's all right. We appreciate loyalty to the hometown.
I just want to say that it makes, as a Bears fan, it makes me feel better when I talk to a Browns fan right now because the expectation was the same for both the Bears and the Browns this season, right?
Yeah.
And then last week, I'm sure you saw the viral video of the guy who threw himself in Lake Erie.
Yeah.
Because he was so upset.
I'm with him.
About the Browns. Because, like, what could possibly have happened here? And then the Baker Mayfield commercials where he's actually at Brown Stadium, which is a great stadium,
by the way.
Which they
keep playing over and over. Like, come on. What? That's like the Peloton ad, right? Like, pull that thing. Pull that.
Wow.
Yeah. And I follow all you guys on Twitter, and you guys, they always complain about the Bears should be doing this and the Bears should be doing that. And I'm like, you know what? At least your team's, 7-6 now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Try being the other way around.
Right. We're in the hunt.
In the hunt, Demetrius. They love to throw that at the graphic up during every national broadcast. Bears in the hunt.
In the hunt.
And then it gives the optimism to Bears fans.
Meanwhile, Browns fans are watching college football for our next quarter.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's true.
I just want to play the Steelers every week. Just get back at them.
Yeah.
There are some good quarterbacks coming out this year. I don't think Justin Fields coming out of Ohio State, though.
I think he's a sophomore.
Right.
Yeah,
he's going to stay.
Yeah, so he'll stay. So
that'll be something. But
bias.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Both of you.
Are you an Ohio State fan?
Oh, yes. Yes.
You went
to Ohio State.
Okay, all right. That's right. We talked about this before.
Yeah.
See, now, this is a funny thing. In Chicago, I find it very hard to find fellow Ohio State fans. There's every other Big Ten school has a huge following here.
Yeah.
But the Ohio State University tends to be just hated.
Every Big Ten school hates Ohio State.
It might have something to do with the thing they do.
And Notre Dame, too. What is this? Like, when I first moved to Chicago, I was like staring this guy down on the street, and he's a Notre Dame fan. And I'm like,
oh, it's big.
A lot of those. We got a lot of
Yeah,
those.
Notre Dame, especially down here, right?
Yeah.
Down here in the Southland.
See what I mean?
The Lapka family is giving you a round of applause for that one.
Yeah, yeah. Get in the conference, guys.
We got a few alum in our family.
Yes, Lauren's sister went to Notre Dame.
Really? And my great uncle.
All right. Great school. Would love them in the Big Ten.
Yeah,
well, listen, Notre Dame doesn't need a conference because Jesus is their commissioner.
That is true.
Okay? Commissioner Jesus. Thank you very much.
That is true.
I get to say that.
Well, we have a statue of Woody Hayes that they have finally eventually put back up after he clocked the kid on Clemson.
Yeah, punching the linebacker in the neck.
That's assault. Not a kid deserved it.
Right, exactly. The kid made an interception. Why? You can't let your team make an interception. You're playing defense. That was his joke.
It's like that Mason Rudolph. He started it all.
Yeah, Pittsburgh started that.
So let's talk about, first of all, you're going to be out here all afternoon, right?
Yes.
Doing your live shots from 4 back to the Channel 9er.
Yeah, we're going to be doing our 4 o'clock news here. We'll be live. Sean is our photographer. He's roaming around. And, you know, right now I'm just...
Sean is looking for applause right now. Sean and I covered the Gulf War together for CNN. That is absolutely true. From Chicago, but we were still covering the Gulf War from...
And you know, it's tough when your photographer is more talented than you. I mean, he's the life of the party everywhere we go. And then they're like, yeah, you do weather. Is Sean coming, though?
Yes. Yeah. It's one of the most legendary. And these camera guys, they, you know, they get around.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could just check his police report.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. So, so you guys are going to be here doing your live shots. You're going to be here people are going to come by. The Marines, by the way, we got to get some shots of the Marines because we've got a number of them here now in their uniforms, and they are here ready to accept the gifts. And we're going to have them come up and tell a little story a little later about how this program specifically can change lives, the Toys for Tots program, and how this show eventually or originally got involved in this 22 years ago.
Yeah, so. Well, we're on it. We're here. Honored to be here.
Yes.
And it's going to be we're going to put some people on TV today. Somebody's going to do the forecast because it's Friday. I'm not working.
You all have phones and apps. You got it.
Right. I feel like there's a couple people here who have been on TV with their face facing forward and then to the right for the second photo. But this is a safe space for everybody. It's a safe space.
Bro, you did promise the story, the origin story of the Carnarvon wagon.
I know you
shared it many times, but it's fitting that it's here. We could hear
when we roll out the Carnarvon wagon in the 5 o'clock hour. And you'll see how it actually works. And people always ask this question, do you guys really drink on the Carnarvon wagon? Well, I demanded a bottle of Tito's vodka, by the way, from the general manager of this particular facility earlier today, and they provided one. You're going to see exactly what happens potentially on every Friday.
I better get my forecast done. I've tried the whole...
Do you have a poncho? Do you have an Ohio State poncho? I've got a couple of my...
I don't, but I got an obnoxious flag that I can...
There you go. People always ask if it's theater of the mind. I go, no, it's theater of the liver. You got to get that right. It's real.
It could be a potentially very ugly thing. So that's going to roll in the at 5 o'clock. In its natural habitat, we're going to let that happen, and then the Ides of March are going to play. The Ides of March have imbibed on the Carnarvon. And let me just say something. When they start playing after they've had a few Carnarvons, which is the actual proper noun for that, look out.
Oh, yeah.
Jim, actually, his hair turns from purple to green.
I don't know how he's
able to do that. Have you ever seen these guys before?
I've seen them when I've been on air, and we've had them for a number of our specials, I believe. And I've seen them, you know, never live, though, so that's going to be cool.
Oh, they are amazing live.
Yes.
And it is strange to see a guy that has naturally purple hair.
Yeah, he's our baby Yoda, basically.
Right.
Jim is our baby Yoda.
His dad had red hair and his mom had blue.
Yeah,
so it worked
out
perfectly. So that all kind of worked out. All right. So, I mean, I'm sure you do know there was a forecast.
Yeah, there is.
Is it going to be nice this weekend?
Oh, Tom finally sent it.
He did?
He did?
Yeah. Now, can I let folks know what happens here?
Yes.
So I do my own forecast at midday. But then, you know, Tom has one that he submits right usually.
Tom Skilling.
It used to be about 1:30 in the afternoon. And now he's just kind of moved it on.
3:10, 3:15, now 3:25.
Yeah,
I get it.
And we kind of give the same cohesive forecast at 4 p.m. So a lot of times I'm on the radio and I'm like, well, it's going to, and then people look at me, they say, don't you know the weather? But I don't know exactly his number. So this is straight from Tom Skilling. You want me to go?
Yeah, let's do this.
Well, Lauren, you can read this too if you want. I mean,
let's read it together. No, you read it. You got
this. I'll take tonight. You take tomorrow. All right, so scattered clouds tonight. It's going to be colder with a low of 22. Tomorrow, we're up to 41. The whole weekend is going to be nice, if you ask me. Sunday, we're back into the – he's going 46. I think 48.
Look at that.
Yeah,
okay.
Take the over.
Yeah, I always do. but then Monday, we'll see showers come our way, overcast conditions, high temperature of 45, and then into Tuesday. That's when – I don't really want to talk about it, but temperatures are going to fall into the 20s for high temperatures.
Probably a good time to get out of town, huh, Lauren?
You forgot that F word, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We won't even be.
Which F word are you talking? Falling?
Oh, we're going to be.
They're
flurries.
Gonna be in
Flurries. Oh, flurries. Yeah. I thought you meant S word.
No F.
No, she likes to drop the F.
We will have a chance. We will have a chance for flurries there on Wednesday. A high of 19. See, that's that. I was waiting
there
on that.
Is.
Wait a
there
second.
It is.
Hold on. All right. Okay. I gotta go. You know what? Thank you for nothing,
it's
Demetrius.
It's never been 19 in Chicago before.
Yeah, exactly.
It has, but I don't like the idea of it. All right, we're right back live at the Knarble Express Holiday Show at the Tinley Park Convention Center. Come on out. We're here until the last cow dies or whatever happens in Tinley Park. The Ides of March are here as well. Back right after this. There you go. The Ides of March, ladies and gentlemen.
Rocking into the night and the afternoon.
Yep. All right, we're live from the Tinley Park Convention Center. It's the Knarble Express, brought to you by American Sale. Sponsored by Sweet Alley's Gluten-Free Bakery and Hilton's of Chicago, dibs.com. Also want to thank our friends at Apple Chevrolet, Never Measure. Are the Never Measure people here? I must have missed them out there. Are they here? I swear to God, when you see me after we get off the broadcast, I do this trick with the Never Measure that's going to just blow your mind.
I hope someday to love something as much as Ro loves the Never Measure. Bring up the Never Measure to Ro and give you an hour on it.
It's something you can't do on radio or television, though. So it's kind of, I think you guys are really going to enjoy it here at the room. And then remember, after 5:30 tonight, this broadcast, we take the Blackhawks live in New Jersey. And then after that, we have a full concert here with the Ides of March. So if you want to come down in the 5 o'clock hour and hang out, we got a bar. It's a cash bar because we can't give the liquor away. There's some state law about that. But there's food available. There's all kinds of stuff. It's just a fun time. Please bring a toy for Toys for Tots. All right. Patrick Carr is with us. He's the assistant village manager of Tinley Park. And we just have a couple of questions for you. We're going to play some true or false questions. I had no idea that Tinley Park was actually named after a guy named Tinley.
Samuel
Tinley.
That's correct.
Yes. And now why would he? What did he do that was so important?
I believe he was one of the first postmasters of Tinley.
Okay.
And I'm actually the great, great, great grandson twice removed of Samuel Tinley.
You are?
Wow.
Well, I thought I'd use that for the show.
I thought those kind of titles were just made up.
Make that up. It can't be twice removed, but that's all right. It's fine. It's good to go. I mean, as long as Samuel Tinley gets his... I mean, of all my years of living in the Chicago area, and you know, you hear about Tinley Park all the time, and we've got a lot of friends down here, I had no idea that there was actually a dude named Tinley. I just figured that there was a park named Tinley.
A lot of talk about Daniel Day-Lewis playing Samuel Tinley in the film adaptation. He'll stay in character the whole time.
He's really good.
Refer to me as Samuel Tinley.
Well, there's a railroad connection to this town or something, right? I mean, that's why he was...
Railway station.
Yeah, there's a big railway station, and then the trains go through here, and it's, you know, it's important stuff. But there's also... Now, you guys also have, like, a beer trail here now, too, right?
Yes, we have numerous breweries that are here in Tinley, and that's what we try to market around here. Also, Life Amplified, part of the music scene that is our new branding for the village. The music with the beer and with your cart that goes through there probably work real well.
Would you like me to put it on tour here? I know we had you guys in the studio at the beginning of the summer talking about all of the different events, you know, music events and these beer events. And there's something, there's a couple dozen brands now that are actually brewed in Tinley.
Yes, we have 350, Hailstorm, Bang & Gavel. So there's quite a few here, and we have Sip Wine Bar that's going to be opening soon. So a lot of focus on that and a lot of the entertainment here for the village.
Now, Patrick, am I wrong, too, when I go to these like newfangled breweries and stuff like that, I order based on the ABV as opposed to whether or not it's going to taste any good? Is that a problem?
That's not a problem.
I didn't think so. That's what I told my doctor, too, and he did not agree with me.
Drinking with a purpose.
Yes.
The Ro Conway.
That is true. And, you know, Richard, you're from, you grew up not too far from
here.
Yeah,
I've still got lots of family and friends in the area. I know the Tinley Park, they considered and then dropped the slogan, "Suck it, Mokina." They thought that would be too aggressive because these are all friendly.
Sure.
Neighboring communities, whether you're Frankfurt, Mokina, Orland, Tinley, whatever the case may be.
It's okay. Tinley loves to steal the college-age kids because they have that great strip of bars, which Orland Park, Mokina, you don't really have that anywhere.
Now, nice. And you're from Orland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you grew up in Orland?
Yes.
Yeah. And were you always jealous that you weren't growing up in Tinley? Did you? There were the Tinley kids.
It kind of felt like I was close enough, but again, I was jealous when I was old enough to drink.
Is there a rivalry between the Orland and Tinley kids?
Maybe high schools, but... Other than that, no.
They all come together.
Now, does Orland Park suck as far as you're concerned, Patrick? How do you feel about that?
We don't have any Samuel Orland.
I really can't comment on that, but I tell you, Tinley Park has a lot of great things going.
It's got a lot of great things going.
As a matter of fact, this weekend is a Holiday Market kickoff. Mm-hmm. Tonight we have the lighting of the Christmas tree at 6:15. Wow. And then we have the Holiday Market in downtown Tinley tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Where's the tree going to be?
Tree's going to be in downtown Tinley, right at the Oak Park train station, right in the north parking lot.
So what was the first thing you mentioned? You mentioned something, Patrick, about a Harley event. Was it the first thing you mentioned? Oh, holiday. Because I know there's a lot of Harley lovers.
Everyone's
out there as
welcome.
Well.
Everyone's
Thank
welcome.
You very much.
So, as a matter of fact, you know, our mayor, Jacob Vandenberg, he was not able to make it. He's in Germany.
Oh, he is. What's
for
he doing
sister
there?
Cities.
Oh. So, what's your sister nice. City?
It is Buttigieg, Germany.
Buttigieg, Germany.
Thanks.
So, right. He's running for president.
4% right now. He's at 4%. Boy, the mayor looked at when Roe Show was coming and said, that's what I'm going to see, the sister city. Where's the farthest one?
Yeah. The one in Germany, I'm going.
That's why he's the mayor.
Yeah. What is it? Do we know what makes Buttigieg and Tinley so similar?
I think it went back a while back with one of our former trustees and former clerk, Pat Ray, General Pat Ray, and he had a connection to Buttigieg, Germany, with the U.S. Army, that's how it flourished. Cool.
Well, there's a lot of German American descent people here, German, Scottish, Irish. Sure. I know in Tinley Park.
Well, this whole beer thing, you know, I mean, it just is amazing to me, the whole microbrewery movement, and now because there was a change in law which really allowed this to flourish and to be able to. And so, like 350, we're just in 350. We did a little research at 350.
Yeah, Rowan, I got down
a
little early.
We got
check out the
here.
Bar.
Right at 11:30 when they opened, we wanted to go in. We wanted to make sure that, you know, the beer was still cold, and, you know, it's like, you know, the quality test, and it turns out still cold.
Yes.
It was cold at 11:30. It was very, very good.
It was great seeing Roe walk into a place where everyone looks like an offensive lineman for the Bears at the bar. He's got his ascot and his penny loafers. Excuse me, barkeep.
I'm sorry. Do you have a private men's room here?
Any malt beverages?
Yes, that didn't work out so well. I actually left the bar perpendicularly, which I thought was kind of weird, but I'm fine now, and that was really great.
Good
well, Patrick, thanks so much
thanks,
for being here.
Patrick,
thank you to Tinley Park for hosting us.
Great host.
Tinley Park.
Great host.
Welcome to Tinley.
Third time in the history we've done this, and that we opened up this Tinley. We're the first event in this Tinley Park Convention Center in 2000.
We're very proud of it. Very proud of it.
So thank you so much for having us back.
Thank you.
There we go. The Ides of March right there, ladies and gentlemen. We need to get a little bit more of the music in there, but that's okay. There we go. All right. Let's now welcome to the stage at the Tinley Park Convention Center, where we're doing the Canarvel Express. It's our holiday show. It is designed to collect toys for tots. There are over 1,000 toys in the room right now. We'd like to get to 2,500 by the time we're done. You can just stop on by, drop off a toy. The Marines are here. We got a live concert with the Ides of March at 5:30, uninterrupted, because the radio broadcast will be over at that moment. And we have a bar that these poor bartenders are sitting here waiting to start serving people. I mean, they are chomping at the bit. I have already bought enough for about 30 people here. And that was just for me.
Nice. Thanks
so
for sharing.
That's it. You're welcome.
What the heck?
Right. Now, I would like to say that this is a very special moment because our presenting sponsor here is American Sail. And we want to thank Bob Jones,
absolutely.
Who is the president of American Sail, for helping us with this. And this is, and thank you for your support, and thank you for everything that you've done for us, because this is such an important thing for us to do every year.
Absolutely. We are happy to be a part of Toys for Tots and to be here at Tinley Park, our hometown.
There you go. Yeah. Right there. Assistant village manager did not mention that. We should have led with that American Sail is your hometown. Were you started here originally?
No. My dad started the business in Chicago, mm-hmm. and we've been in Tinley Park since 1995, I guess it is.
Great.
Yeah.
So.
What I love about American Sail is you guys sell all the things that I wanted and everybody wanted when they were 12 years old. I'm going to get a pool.
Oh,
I'm going to get a pool table. I'm getting a play set. I'm getting a grill. There's going to be patio furniture.
It was the one time you wanted to go shopping with your parents.
Right.
Yeah,
let's go
like,
to American Sail.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have people come in and they like to, and we do encourage it. Come into the store and use the stuff. And we have kids jumping on trampolines or sitting in hot tubs and, you know, having a fun time inside the store.
Is there water in the hot tub inside the store?
Absolutely.
Oh, and do you get like changing rooms and stuff?
We do.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't even know that.
See, the things you miss growing up on the South Side.
I just now that we have Bob here, though, can you please talk Ro out of the trampoline too close to the hot tub concept that he has for his place?
I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do that.
So now, what was your house like when you were a child? I mean, what was your outdoor space when you're – I mean, this was your family business. Did you have multiple trampolines? Did everybody want to come over to your house? What was going on?
We always had a lot of fun stuff at home, too. So, you know, somebody had to try them out.
Yeah. You know, right? How big was your pool? I had to.
Oh. My dad had a big pool. Or has a big pool, actually. You know, he still has it. We still go over there and have a lot of fun. And actually, he built the pool before he built his house.
That's what the American sale founder would have done. I'm building a pool and putting an I'm sinking in a trampoline right here.
Can we go back to the fact that we clarify? You can go to American Sale and go into a hot tub.
Every
day except for 3 days of the year. Yep.
Kev is already starting to swipe right on that.
Actually,
want to meet at American Sale tonight?
We're knocking on the door.
They got a great hot tub.
2 hours. Now I'm actually amazed at how many people buy hot tubs and don't try them before they buy them. Why wouldn't you do that?
That's a good call.
I would think that a hot tub is, you know, kind of like. I guess I can't say that. But once you had one, would think that they're similar.
They all have different seats, going back to your reference here, different seats and different jets and settings and bubbles. And trust me, you don't want to just assume they're all the same.
See, that's a mistake I would have made. I would have made that mistake.
Lauren, what are you doing on the weekend? Talk to our customers.
They have good commission.
Been to American Sale enough myself.
Love it. But you have multiple seaters, too, right? I mean, there's a hot tub that's like a four-seater, six-seater, eight-seater, right? Yeah. They go like that. Yeah. What's the biggest hot tub that you got? I know it's a personal question, but I'm asking anyway.
Well, like an eight-person is about the biggest.
Yeah.
Bring some friends. They got an eight-seater.
They call that the Hef.
We actually have swim spas, though, as well, and they're more for swimming than for soaking.
Right, that throws the water at you so that while you're swimming, it gives you a sense that you're moving, but it's relatively compact.
Great for rehabs and workout and all that.
You can try those, too. Yeah, it's fun.
Is there a thing that's both? Is there a hot tub and a... But no, right?
Actually, we do sell one that's really big. It's 20 feet long, and it has a hot tub and a swimming pool, and they're separate. Mm-hmm. It's called a dual tent swim spa.
That's called the Bachelorette, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Season 12. Bob, you guys also do, as I recall, though, you do huge seasonal stuff, right?
We do. Well, yeah. We've been talking about all the kind of the fun summer stuff, but we have, just a tremendous Christmas display right now, and lots of 180 Christmas trees on display, and it's a great experience, and we certainly encourage anybody to go there. Hopefully a lot of you people here have been there. So,
there you go.
Cue the applause.
Yeah, just applaud no matter what happens here.
Important man.
No matter what anybody says, just go with it. I want to go back to the trampoline, too, because the trampoline sometimes takes it on the chin. It is a ton of fun, right? And the trampoline is also one of those. They've changed the design of trampolines now.
To make them safer. You're not bouncing off as much.
And that is likely to end up in the Gunderson's yard next door as you were back in the early 60s when you were playing with jarts and things like that.
Yes, now you don't have the jarts anymore, right?
No jarts.
You got rid of those, I'm sure.
It was a different time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was. It was. It was a simpler time back then.
I grew up back then, too.
We know.
Yeah. Even as a kid, I realized any of my friends who had jarts were eventually going to become serial killers.
Especially if they left one underneath the slip and slide.
If they didn't
that would be, oh, I found the missing jart. Just beneath the rib cage.
It's fun because
put a little mud on it, go back in the yard.
They have an imagination with jarts and a young age is
dangerous combo.
All right. Well, now, American Sale is, again, you got the store down here in Tinley Park. And how many stores throughout the Chicago area?
Nine.
Nice.
Wow. Very good.
Yeah. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Really is. And it always makes me do feel.
Now they're getting it. Give me applause.
I got to say, it makes me feel so good when
you start to sell the all the outdoor stuff for the summer, right? Yeah. And you start like in February or March, and you start to and we start to talk about, you know, get into American Sale and make sure that you got the trampoline, you got whatever it happens to be, hot tub. I mean, hot tub obviously is year round,
right?
That's the whole idea,
exactly.
Yeah, and that's although that walk from the sliding glass door to the hot tub and then back in January is always
come on, you haven't lived if you haven't rolled in snow and then gotten back in.
Am I right?
Come on, who's done that?
Yes.
Lauren's family's done that. Yeah. The only people applauding here are Lauren's family, and they did that an hour ago, which I thought was really
weird. That's true.
Well, you know, the one thing great about that experience, and I love using my hot tub in the wintertime because I get to enjoy the outside.
Love the outside,
look at the stars, and enjoy the you know, my time outside, even though it's 20 degrees outside.
Might have a, I've been known to have a cocktail in the hot tub. But although, you got to be careful about that because you get, there's a it does change the chemistry in your body while you're doing that. I've noticed that. I've damn near slipped to the bottom in Colorado because it's the thin air and the alcohol and the hot. And then the next thing you know, you're in a hospital and they got the thing in your nose. All right, Bob, thank you so much and congratulations to everything at American Sale. Yeah. Bring the fun home, right?
Bring the fun home. And Ro, we want, since you came to our town, we thought we'd give you a nice little gift here. So, little package.
It's a hot tub.
Play-by-play.
Hot tub.
Seth, why don't you take the play-by-play since it's a radio thing.
This is going to be a four-seater.
Beautiful holiday bag with a penguin and a Christmas tree featured on the side.
Oh, and a Yeti. Now, this... I want to point this out to you. You got all these products, too, right?
We do.
All of the stuff, like if you're going to go camping, you got things like the Yeti, like the coolers and things. Not camping, but the cooler.
Patio furniture. Yeah, we got the Yeti coolers.
Stuff for outside.
Yeah, great Christmas gifts.
I consider going outside, even in my home in Chicago, to be camping. If I actually leave the side of my house, I consider that to be the... Yeti is such a cool set of products.
It is.
Too, aren't they?
Yeah, a couple of those. You can't have just one.
No. Yeah, game changer. Right.
Thank you
game
so much.
Game changer for drinking beverages at night and in the morning.
All right. Wow. We need to talk to you about some things coming up. and I got an ornament. This is excellent.
We're in the Christmas business, so we gave you an ornament. And there's a few other things in there, so we appreciate you guys coming to
our
town.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
And,
I'll meet you at the hot tub.
All right. Yeah.
Can you reserve it? I think he wants to know if there's reservations.
You should. You should. And I want to also thank my daughter, Erica, who is our director of marketing.
Love the family. Continuing the family tradition. Very cool.
And actually, my dad is back there somewhere.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
So, I need to talk to him about a few things.
And my wife, Kathleen.
How did they have the family? I got about 30 seconds. How did the family get involved in this? Were you in some other retail originally and then?
My dad was actually a barber, and he went home one, actually it was Christmas Eve day, and he told my mother that he worked as hard as he could that day, and he could only cut so many heads of hair. And he said, you know what?
And the hippies were starting to let it grow long. It was a different time.
Back then, so he decided he wanted to change careers and got into the toy business.
Oh, wow.
And then it
evolved into hot tubs.
Yeah.
Hot tubs are the future. And they are. It turned out to be a pretty great investment.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Bob, thank you so much.
Thanks, Bob, for presenting this show for us.
We're live for the Tinley Park Convention Center back after this.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
It's a march, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Tinley Park Convention Center in Tinley Park, Illinois. It's the Rocon Canarvel Express, whoever that guy is, brought to us by Apple Chevrolet, the Never Measure Multi-Purpose Hanging Tool, and presented by, that was my nickname in high school, by the way, and presented by American Sale, bringing the fun home. All right. With us right now on the stage in Tinley Park, National Football League champion, Ed O.B. Obradovich.
All right. Now we're talking.
I just wondered, is Johnny Alfarovich here today?
Johnny is going to be here coming up in the next. Okay. John Alfarovich from Apple Chevrolet, who's is one of our dear friends, but also one of the great supporters of charitable stuff in this town, especially military charities and Toys for Tots. When I transitioned over from the other radio station to here, and John was, and for the first 2 years,
the folks at GN, you know, didn't have it in the schedule because they were doing other things around the holidays, didn't have the schedule for us to do these shows and this stuff. John and I did these Toys for Tots events at his dealership on 159th Street, and he was so instrumental. And we were raising just about as many toys. I mean, it was crazy how much – he put his arm on some people, as you know.
Well, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
So, you know,
too bad. Cough up.
Exactly right.
You know, the Farovich family go back a long, long way with them. They're originally from South Chicago. His father, Joey, and they were great friends of my uncles who lived and were born and raised on the south side of Chicago. And so I've known that family for a long time. Quality people. They really are. Johnny's a beautiful kid.
South Chicago is the, you know, that's everybody who grew up in the alphabets or, you know, like, you know, on that part of the world, as they call it. Every single one of them, their parents were a tavern owner. I was just trying to figure out how it's possible that there were more taverns than children in that neighborhood, and I can't figure it out.
I wouldn't know that.
You grew up like Hillside.
Sometimes, huh?
Hillside, right?
Born and raised in Hillside. Went to Longfellow Grade School in Berkeley. Went to Proviso High School in Maywood. University of Illinois. Then Chicago Bears.
Woo!
All right here.
Path to glory right there, ladies and gentlemen.
All right here.
Speaking of Illinois, that team, that program is making a turnaround.
Well, it's great to see. My God, that program has been so bad for so long. And I mean, you talk about, if you really go back in the world of sports, especially in football, George Halas, he started the National Football League. Halas and the Bears are basically, folks, the footing and the foundation of the National Football League, period. Yeah. If it wasn't for him, I don't know what it would be called now. But he went to the University of Illinois, smart enough to bring a guy many, many decades ago that played at Illinois by the name of Harold Redgrange, the ghost. I'll tell you what, the galloping ghost. And Halas took him out of college, and they went barnstorming all over the United States, drawing crowds of 80,000, 50, 40, 100,000 people to come and see Redgrange. Henceforth, right after that, National Football League, Chicago Bears come for Decatur to Chicago, and this is what we've had. Now, the only sad thing that's been there since the great 85 team, folks, it's been 34 years.
Uh-oh, here we go.
All right?
Prepare yourself.
To the point.
Buckle up.
Strap them on.
It gets to the point, and when they had that 100-year anniversary, you know, the reunion, I told them, enough is enough already. I don't want to hear from the coaches. I don't want to hear from the players. It's 16 games. You mean to tell me you can't find a way in 34 years to win a world championship? Since 1946, we won it twice, one in 63 and one in 85. It's not good enough.
That's right.
That's right. He scares the crap out of me. All right. Now, I want to talk about, I want to get into what we saw last night.
Okay.
And the most, for me, important part of this is that next Sunday against the Green Bay Packers, it is one of the most consequential games the Bears have played, you know, in a long, long, long time, right?
Well, since the playoff game last year against
the Eagles. Yeah, but I don't want to talk about that. I'm not counting that game.
We'll throw it out.
No, because they were in the playoffs by this time last year, right? I mean, they knew they were going in, and then they had all the time to prepare, and the thing didn't work out. I don't want to talk about that ever again. I don't want to think about it. But when you think about it, you know, in a program that is in its turnaround moment, or should be in its turnaround moment, and in year two of its turnaround, now this Green Bay Packers game has such consequence because if they don't win it, they're probably not in the playoffs. If they do win it, they stay alive in the hunt, as we like to say here.
That is the key, and I know we're talking on a show. And
hold on one second. Hold on. We're going to pick it up on the other side of that. It's the Rokan Show. Rokan Carnival Express, brought to you by American Sale from the Tinley Park Convention Center. Also brought to us by Sweet Alley's Gluten Free Bakery and Hilton's of Chicago, Dibs.com. We got a bunch of door prizes if you want to come on out and bring a toy. We're going to be here till about 7 o'clock tonight. The Bright Radio broadcast ends at 5:30, but the Ides of March take to the stage. There's going to be a lot of rock and roll, and there's going to be a lot of really good feelings, and there's going to be a lot of drinking at the bar, and I'm going to be leading you all through that.
Thank you for that.
So come on out for that. We got great door prizes too, including we got Sweet Alley's gift cards. We've got family four-pack of passes to Museum of Science and Industry. We got the Shedd Aquarium as well. We got tickets to go see Corduroy at the Broadway Playhouse in Chicago, Casey and the Sunshine Band at the Silver Creek Event Center in the Four Winds Casino, Let's Entertain You gift cards, White Sox stuff, Hawks tickets, and the big one, Chicago Dibs Winter Getaway Package at the Drake Hotel in downtown Chicago. You're not going to want to miss that. So just go ahead. If you're in the room, go ahead and make sure that you have submitted your ticket for that. We have to do that off the air, not on the air. All right. Ed Obradovich is here, and we saw the Bears win that game last night. You predicted that they were going to win that game, didn't you?
Yes, I did. You know, a little shaky, but but I did. You know, they've got to take, you know, everybody's talking, well, they've got three games to go. No, they've got one game to go. And believe me, I played this game long enough, and there's only 16 of them, and you better have everything down every minute, every hour, every day of the week prior to, and to get ready for this football game. As physical as this game is, it's more mental. What kills you in a football game, especially again, there's only 16 of these games you play, are mental mistakes. You got to have smart coaches that put great game plans, that know how to attack on offensively, defensively, and the special teams. You got to have those people. Even though you got guys that are 6'5", 6'6", 320 pounds, they have to be led. They have to be taught. And they want to do it. These kids have been going out there since I've been watching here now, since Nagy's been here. These kids have been playing their hearts out. Playing their hearts out. But my God, put them in position. When you get into the red zone, there's a thing called an end zone. It's only 20 yards away. Did you ever think of putting the ball in the end zone and trying to score a touchdown? Yesterday was the first time, 13 games, we scored four touchdowns. That's only 28 points. We've gone over 30 points twice in 13 games. The formidable Redskins and now the Dallas Cowboys. I meant that as a joke, by the way.
Well,
but I mean, so the point that I'm trying to make is that what these kids got to understand, I mean, when I started playing, you know, a career lasted 2 years. That's how long. I played 11, so I figured I might have fooled them by 9, but anyway, it was 2 years. Now it's right around 5 years or so. And you've got to, and there is a difference. You've got to believe me, from being an also-ran team and being a world champion. You know, they say, there's like a real thin line between winning and losing. Not in football, not in the NFL. It's from here to China and back. You've got to have the people. You've got to be led. And these leaders have to know what they put out from week to week so these kids can absorb it. And they've got to take in. They've got to understand where they're at and what they're trying to do. And if you don't, get the hell out of there. If you're an owner, you can't figure it out, sell a team. You're a general manager, you can't figure it out, get out of Dodge. And if your players, and if you don't make that commitment from day to day and week to week for a lousy 16 weeks, get out of town.
There you go. All right, Oprah.
Everybody take a deep breath.
You know, not the middle zone. It's not the maybe zone. It's the end zone, people. Find it.
Well, listen, that's the other point. What?
Look at what you started, Rich.
No, I'm here. You know, I told you, alluded to a little bit earlier, the red zone. It's the 20-yard line in, you know, and I like to think the 35-yard line in. It gives you a little more room for your receivers to get separation, but go to the end zone. How many times, if you guys are Bear fans, watch. How many times do you see, we had the ball about a week or two ago on a 4-yard line, our opponent's 4-yard line. Not one time did we try to go in the end zone. The last time I checked, it's 4 yards away. And we don't try to score a touchdown? That happens too often, too often, too often. My God, when I hear me say, I say, let's play big boy football. And in today's football in the National Football League, The rules dictate how you play the game. It's a passing league. Throw the damn football down the field like you're supposed to.
All right.
It's so aggravating. You got Dan Hampton and I, we look at each other. I mean, you people should be there and watch us for about 3 hours.
Oh, my God. I was there for the first half last night.
The station is shaking.
Yeah. And you know, it's amazing, too. Tony Romo's getting all this credit now in the booth at CBS because he's predicting plays. You sit with these guys, and they can tell you exactly what's going to happen in the next play. Because they're football players, right? You know exactly what the situation would call for. If you're going to call a defense, both of you guys played on that side of the ball. If you're going to call a defense, what are you anticipating? And you are right almost every time.
Well, here's the thing that I started to see here in the last 2.5 games. All last year, Ro, I did your show. I don't know how many years now, 4 or 5 years. But last year, the frustration with this team is unbelievable. And again, I can't tell you what you have to do, what you have to go through to be, again, a world champion. And I don't understand some of the philosophies they have offensively and defensively. Neither does Dan Hampton, but I'll tell you what, we're in a position, and again, just I'm not worried about Kansas City coming in. I'm not worried about going to Minnesota. It's Green Bay. It's all Green Bay. We can't make mental mistakes. Physically, I think we're there. And the thing I do like what's happened here in the last 2.5 weeks, I probably ran by it too fast, is the fact that they're moving the kid out of the pocket. Our quarterback is not a drop back. He is not a pocket quarterback in the National Football League. Why? He's not an accurate passer. What are his strengths? He can move. He's got great agility. He can get out. So why not move the pocket? Why not sprint out? Why not bootleg? Why not naked bootleg? Move him out. Why not hit the ends on two deep post patterns? Why not fly patterns? Why not go downfield? Now the last 2.5 weeks, you're starting to see it. And the kid is playing better. He's getting more confidence. You could see it last night, the confidence. He was gaining more and more as each quarter went on from the game before and the game before. What the hell was Nagy doing keeping this kid in the pocket? And he was getting killed back there. He was getting killed, sacked, throwing a ball all over the field. Now they finally figured it out. They're playing to his strengths. Let's see what happens come this Sunday at noon. Let's see what kind of offensive game plan they come up with, and let's see how due diligent they are. And you want to know what? The Packers, I never liked anybody I played. I never shook an opponent's hand in my life. Never one time, and never would I ever do it. Green Bay Packers, that's such a rivalry, folks, you cannot believe. And the Packers are waiting for us to come up there. And I'm going to tell you what. Beware of what you wish for, because I think these kids are going to get a little momentum going here this week, and I want to see them go up there and rip, well, take care of them.
Now, yes. It's funny when rookies come in and they always ask the rookies about the Green Bay rivalry, and they go, well, it's a rivalry, you know, we didn't really grow up with it. And then you ask a guy who's been with the team in their second year, and they know what that means. It means everything to people who played those two games a year.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you what. Back in the day, we had to play the Green Bay Packers 3 times. They had an exhibition. We played like four exhibition games, some 5. And they had the Shriners game up in Milwaukee County Stadium, an exhibition game. It was war. When we went up there, Hallis and Lombardi, they didn't like each other on the field. They were good friends. But I'll tell you what, we had to play the whole game. It's an exhibition game. My God, take it easy, coach. You know? But there was no give. There was no take. I mean, you just had to go out there and play your hearts out, and you had to win the game. And that was 3 times a year. Every time. I mean, it's tough enough playing this game, folks. I mean, if these kids think it was tough now, they say the most violent decade of football was in the 60s, which I just happened to play in.
Yeah.
My luck.
Not that you contributed to that at all, OB.
And the rule was, when I played, there was no rules. That was the one rule. There was no rules. You could take people out. You could do all things. And that's exactly what we did. And that's how we won the world championship in 63. But damn it, these kids, they go up there this Sunday. Make it count. Smack. Make a damn statement. It's enough already.
Ed Obradovich, everybody.
Yes.
News for the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming your way in 2 minutes.
Someday at Christmas, we'll see a land with no hungry children.
It's the Rokon Show. Carnarvon Express live from the Tinley Park Convention Center in Tinley Park, Illinois. People are streaming in now with their toys. Please bring a toy if you're going to come down and leave it for the United States Marine Corps Toys for Tots program. The Marines are here. They brought a they brought a vehicle that is, I don't know what, we have a Marine with us. Did you see that? It's like a half-track kind of deal out there. If you ever saw that, like pulling into your neighborhood, you just give up. Right?
It's something out of a Call of Duty game, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. It's a little terrifying.
Yes, but it's real. See, unlike you, Lauren, who grew up with just looking at something on a screen, those things have real tires. And then, and if they ran over your feet, that would be a problem. That's all I'm going to say.
Nice.
Now, I want to point out, first of all, I have to mention this because it's very, very, very important. Carnarvon Express is being brought to you by American Sail and Architect of Chicagoland and the Billy Goat Tavern as well.
Yeah.
They're doing that. And we have a top five. We're going to do an early top five so we can get a full half hour of the Carnarvon Wagon. Reminding you, if you're coming down, this is what's happening here. Now a top five. Then the rollout of the Carnarvon Wagon at 5:30, the Ides of March, a full concert with the Ides of March here because we take you to Blackhawks Hockey. They're on the East Coast playing the New Jersey Devils, and pregame starts at 5:30. So the radio broadcast ends then. But then the real party ends here and the swearing begins.
Oh, boy.
So
there we go.
Very, very, very important. Speaking of the Ides of March, upcoming shows, they got their Christmas show at the Arcata Theater, and that is on the 14th. That's coming up next week. And that is an amazing show, too. They do just a ton of – there's a version that that some of the folks here are going to hear when they play it a little bit later on. Jim did kind of a mashup of all of his some of his greatest hits and turned it into a Christmas song. And it's bizarre by the time you're done with it. But after a couple of cocktails, it makes total sense. And then don't forget, now listen to this. This is going to be very, very cool. In January, on the 25th of January, Jim Peterick's World Stage in Naperville at Wentz Hall. That World Stage show is fantastic.
Yeah. Cool.
So you definitely want to see them and see that as well.
If you put a stethoscope to Jim's heart, it actually says, dun 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 damn! True story.
We'll be talking with Jim a little bit later on in the program. All right, here we go. Let's open up.
It's the top five on the Rokon Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokon Show, sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
I'm deaf in one ear now. We are doing the top five Christmas songs of all times. And this is based on science and my opinion, all at the same time. So here, and because there, and now, and you'll know that's the case because when I get you to number five, you're going to understand exactly what the problem is right here. Number five is "Sharing Christmas" by the Ides of March.
Woo.
Don't let this silent night pass you by. Fill your heart with the season. Reach out your branches up to the sky. Where there is love, there's a reason. Sing for the children, the innocent few. Let the day spirit travel in you.
Everybody,
sharing Christmas. More than just ribbons and bows, it's a feeling that grows sharing Christmas. Open your hearts on this day, let in your love light the way. Let in your love light the way. Let in your love light the way.
There you go. How about that?
Beautiful.
See, that is the number five best Christmas song of all time. And it's not just because they're standing right next to me that I'm saying that. That absolutely is the case. We're going to get to your four, three, two, and your one best Christmas songs of all time. Think about that. Top five, that's pretty great. That's, congratulations on that, Jim.
Thank you.
How many number one hits have you had, Jim?
18.
18 number one hits.
Wow.
How about that? It's the Rokon Show, live from the Tinley Park Convention Center. It's Carnarvon Express. Carnarvon Wagon is here. We're actually going to roll it out in the 5 o'clock hour. I just in the commercial break there, asked all the people here to get themselves a cocktail, because, my God, we are all going to need one at 5 o'clock. And the Ides of March are here. We got a live concert with the Ides of March coming your way. Mm-hmm. After 5:30 today at the Tinley Park Convention Center. If you've got toys, bring them by. Bring them by. You can just bring one toy. That will change the life of one child if you're able to do that. And think about that. And these, as I mentioned earlier, these toys that we raise here, this Toys for Tots show, stay here in the Chicago area. Nice. They're not moving around the country. Most of them were obviously purchased here, but then they're also going to go to families and go to kids who would not otherwise be getting them. We have moved up the top five into the 4 o'clock hour because we could, and because Blackhawks hockey is coming your way after 5:30, and we're doing the top five Christmas songs of all times. Now, you may agree, you may disagree with these. I'm sorry if you disagree, but this is science that has gone into this, and my own opinion, and then the fact that Jim Peterick is here, and I just want to make sure that he doesn't get offended. All right, so here we go. Number five, of course, was Sharing Christmas, Ides of March, one of the great Christmas songs of all times. Isn't that correct? Isn't that right, Jim?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate that.
Jim Peterick from the Ides of March, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much to actually welcome
him on the air.
He's your friendly stranger in the black sedan, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, I can, just want to ask you that question, Jim.
Yes,
We've been doing this for 20 years together.
Yeah.
It just started. It's just for the first time listened to the lyrics of Vehicle.
Geez. let him go.
And Vehicle, even though a number one hit, what, twice or three times in its run? Right?
Exactly.
You guys and Bo Bice made it.
Tom Jones.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it seems to me that is actually a felony in progress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm grandfathered in, if you know what I mean. That never would have made the airwaves today. Okay?
That's true.
Yeah. But, I was 18. What did I know? It was all tongue-in-cheek, about the friendly stranger in the black sedan and all that. It was
sure.
like a
parody. It's a lovable man.
I didn't know any better.
Possibly. You wrote that. You weren't even old enough to drive, were you?
Just barely.
Yeah.
Just barely.
16 years old.
Yeah.
All right. Here's number four, by the way. Number four. Well, let's see.
Number four.
Right? Number four.
I have a blue Christmas without you. I've been so blue just thinking about you. Thank you very much.
That's pretty good.
Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. Have a blue Christmas. Thank you very much.
All right.
Yeah. Wow.
Jim, also the only rock and roller who Elvis once said, well, Elvis is a little over the top. I don't know where that one.
When you hear the recorded version of that, I'm always wondering how many Percocet that took to get him to do it.
A lot.
Too
many.
Soon. Yeah, I think a lot.
Too late.
Too soon. It's
too late.
Too late. All right. Checking in at
number three.
I love this song. Brings back memories.
Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing, and jingle bell stream. Rolling and blowing the bushes of fun. Now the jingle house has begun. Hurry up, jingle hoes, pick up your feet. Ramble around the clock. For a staringle and a jingling feet. That's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell rock.
Woo! Nice.
Big fan of that one, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the right song?
That's nice. Yeah. Oh, is that good? Yeah. It's now number three.
Because it's not scientific. Yeah. It doesn't really matter. That was Bobby Helms.
Yeah.
Do you know Bobby Helms?
Not well.
Not.
That's, he says what every day. That's also the song you heard at the beginning of one of the greatest Christmas movies of all time.
Home Alone?
Lethal Weapon.
Dang.
Okay. Now you have a... Is the column out now?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Because you are going to do a column about the best Christmas films of all times, right?
Lethal Weapon is a Christmas film.
Yeah, and it's going to cause so much controversy that North Korea might invade us.
Oh, geez.
It is so wacky.
Get Dennis Rodman on.
Yeah.
It was your idea.
Checking in at
number two.
Come, they told me, power up, bum, bum. A newborn king to see, power up, bum, bum. Our finest gifts we bring, power up, bum, bum. Too late before our king, power up, bum, bum. Rup-a-bum-bum, rup-a-bum-bum. Little baby, power up a bum bum. When he comes.
Ah, that's beautiful.
Beautiful.
That's beautful. You know, when Bing Crosby and David Bowie redid that in the 1970s, I always wondered what that meeting was like with Bing Crosby, who, you know, we learned later on was kind of an angry dude.
Yeah, yeah.
he sort of had things. And then here comes David Bowie walking in. I think that was the period where he was wearing a dress, right?
Yeah, 71,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, so I just kind of imagine what was it, you know, how that went down.
How that went down, yeah.
Hello, I'm David Bowie, and it's in there. And there's Bing Crosby. He's like, you know, not taking any of that. Yeah.
He thought it was Kate Hepburn, so it's okay.
Wow. Fantastic job.
All right, and then finally, checking in at
number one.
Without question, the best Christmas song of all time, Donny Hathaway.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. The fireside's blazing bright, we're caroling through the night. This Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me.
This Christmas, Donny Hathaway just goes down. And you know what's interesting? It has had such a resurgence in the last 5 years. I personally think that it's because of me. Now, I could be wrong about this, but I'm just going to go with
this. I believe you believe that.
I do believe that. Because now it's like in every movie.
Yeah,
right?
It
went away for a long time, and then all of a sudden it came back. Actually, about 10 years ago we started doing it. And then if Donnie owes me some cash, is the way that I look at it.
Great song.
Yes, it is an amazing song. What is your favorite Christmas song of all time?
Probably Silent Night. I mean, that's a classic. Mm-hmm. You can't beat it, you know.
I love what you did with Little Drummer Boy. That was beautiful, too.
Oh, thanks,
really nice.
Man.
Very nice.
Actually, on the Elvis thing, too. Blue Christmas. For a second, I thought we were playing a recording of Elvis until I looked at you. And that's why I decided that it was a Percocet-induced version of it.
Well,
so that
was
good. All right, the Ides of March are coming up. A concert following our live broadcast at 5:30 today. That's 5:30 Central Time. We're going off the air, and the party continues here at the Tinley Park Convention Center. So if you're in the area, you want to come out and enjoy. Bring a toy if you can. And we got the Ides of March playing. And if you have not seen the Ides of March before, I know a number of people in this room have. If you've not seen the Ides of March, I've been doing this the last couple of years. I go to almost all of your shows. I bring somebody who's never seen you guys live before.
and they'll go, well, I know the song Vehicle. Mm-hmm. And I go, well, you're going to know a lot of these other songs, too. And it just blows people away when they see
Thanks,
you guys.
Thanks, Ro. You're the greatest.
Thank you. That's the only reason I said that was so you would say that. We just did your 55th anniversary. This is the 55th
Crazy.
Year wow. of the Ides of March.
Yeah. And you were the MC. It was awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Up in Waukegan. Yep. It was such an amazing career you guys have had. And you're still pumping music out. You got a new album out right now.
It's been a blast. We got a new album called Play On, as you know. And thank you for having us. This toy drive is awesome. We've done it every year. And thank you, everybody, for coming out.
Thank you. Well, we've got the Ides of March coming your way from Carnarvon Express live at the Tinley Park Convention Center, Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. News in 2 minutes.
Cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Yeah! Drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man.
Woo!
Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here? I want one bourbon, one shot, one beer, one bourbon, one shot, one beer.
Tastes great. Makes women appear more attractive and makes a person virtually invulnerable to criticism.
Alcohol is a way of life. Alcohol is my way of life, and I aim to keep it.
Find it, buy it, make it. I don't care. Just get me some booze and fast.
I can't take this much longer. I gotta have a beer.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Oh!
Oh! There it is.
Good christening right there.
Oh my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, RoCon sampling the goods.
Little Tito's vodka straight from the bottle to the dome.
Okay.
As my old friend Jim Johnson used to say, this is how we lost the farm. The Carnarvon Wagon is out. The official Carnarvon Wagon martini has been poured. This is what we do every Christmas is the martini because it looks like snow by the time we're done with it, and it's also easier to do. We pour an entire bottle of vodka into a shaker with one cube of ice, and then we pour it over the glasses, and then we see how that goes. So I want to thank everybody for coming out here. We're going to do a toast to the United States Marine Corps and to the Toys for Tots program in separate toasts because it's been now 22 years that we've been doing this Christmas show for the Toys for Tots program and for the Marine Corps. And it all started, actually, with Arlie Ermey, the great Arlie Ermey, the late actor, and, of course, was a Marine for many, many, many years, an actual real Marine. And he played Gunnery Sergeant Hartman in Full Metal Jacket, as people will recall. And he was in Chicago to promote a movie in the fall of whatever that was of 97, and we got to meet and I got introduced to him, and we started talking about this program that I was doing. I was doing a Christmas show, and I wanted him to come out to this Christmas show. He goes, son, I'm only going to do that for one reason, and that's if you make it about the Toys for Tots. And you're going to have to make it about the Toys for Tots for the rest of your damn life. And damn was not the word he used. If the dam started with an F. And we did. And he came out every year to do this with us and to roll out the Carnarvon Wagon. We did it in all kinds of venues, big and small, and with dramatics. The Carnarvon Wagon flew in once and almost killed somebody. There were so many different ways that we did it. And Gunny was so amazingly generous with his time and his effort. And 100,000 toys through our efforts have been raised over these last 22 years. And right now, I'm told in the house right now, we're at 3,000 toys. We're going to be
Thank
here.
Thank you so much. It's awesome.
Awesome.
until 7 o'clock. We need 2,000 toys in the next 2 hours. So we would like people to come by. If you're near the Tinley Bar Convention Center, we got a live concert coming up with the Ides of March. You can hang out, stay here. Bring a toy, bring two toys, bring five toys, whatever it happens to be. And if you can't bring a toy here, you can bring it to Apple Chevrolet, 8585 West 159th Street, because John Alfirovich and his staff at Apple Chevrolet have been raising these toys, for collecting these toys, I should say, for the last, they're raising these toys from very little toys to very big toys. They've been collecting these toys for the last couple of weeks and really helped us out here. And we had about... close to 2,000, another 1,000 raised here from you guys. We want to thank you. And here is to the United States Marine Corps and the United States Marine Corps Toys for Tots.
Cheers.
And we're going to talk to, we have a real gunnery sergeant. Well, the, you know, Gunny was a real gunnery sergeant, too. I don't, he will smote me somehow, I know, from high above or wherever he happens to be at this very moment. But we're going to talk to you about what this all means coming up in just a few minutes, because this is a program that changes people's lives. And and I think in a lot of ways, people, you know about it, you see the boxes in places, and you think, well, you know, where are those toys going? What's that all about? Especially in an environment like this. We'll tell you the story of what, when you guys came, if you don't know the story of Toys for Tots, how it started or why it's so important, you're going to learn that coming up. And it's going to, like it has changed so many children's lives, it's going to change your perception of how this whole thing happens. And again, to these young men and women in uniform here, we have a Marine back there. Who is with us as well? Who's a woman that?
And she's local from Oak Lawn.
There you go.
Yeah.
So when you, I gotta say, yeah, give it up for her. These young men and women who are in uniform, and these are you know, folks who, Gunny Garcia is going to tell you. I mean, he's been in battle. He's been in the field. Many of these people have these Marine Corps reservists are often people who were active duty Marines who've transitioned back to the reserves. Many of them work in law enforcement and first responders, firefighters, other jobs throughout the Chicago area. And then they get called up in the 224, which we've been doing this with for many years, 2nd Battalion, 24th Marines. Is up on Foster Avenue in Chicago. Twice since we've been working with them have been called to active duty in Iraq, in Fallujah in Iraq, and that in the Triangle of Death, as it's known. And when you get the orders and it says you're going to the Triangle of Death, that might change your perception of life, right? And that's what these young men and women have done. And luckily, the 224 has been spared in a lot of ways. They've come back almost fully intact, but you know, you got to give it up to these young men and women. So once again, to you, and thanking you for coming out here and doing this with us today. Right, so now Lauren's going to do the traffic and the weather, and she's with her drink in her hand, which, by the way, is the best way to do radio.
And I'm going
to
jump in really quickly here while Lauren makes her way and just say, this guy never takes any credit, but none of this happens without Rokon, ladies and gentlemen. He has worked tirelessly for 2 decades. Doing so much behind the scenes as well as on the microphone, so never wants to take any credit, but he deserves it. He's our guy.
Hot in the heat, hanging tough, staying hungry. They stack the odds till we take to the street for the kill with the skill to survive. It's the eye of the tiger, it's the thrill of the fight, rising up to the challenge of our rival. And the last known survivor stalks his prey in the night, and he's watching us all with the eye of the tiger.
It's the Rokon Show, Knarble Express. Live from the Tinley Park Convention Center in Tinley Park, Illinois. If you want to bring a toy down, we're going to be here till about 7 o'clock tonight. The Ides of March are going to play a live concert coming up in about 10 minutes as we go to New Jersey. Who would want to go to New Jersey? We have to send the broadcast to New Jersey as the Blackhawks are taking on the Devils there. But we are here live
at the Tinley Park Convention Center. We're still going to be here. United States Marine Corps is still going to be here collecting trucks. We've got Gunnery Sergeant Garcia with us from the 224. And Gunny, there's a gigantic... Give it up for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh, yeah.
Gunny has the often thankless job of having to deal with all of the logistics that surround the Toys for Tots program, because it is an amazing thing. How many toys does the 224 collect every year?
Well, I know last year, I mean, we collected over 100,000 toys. I mean,
in total.
And that was just the Cook County area.
And you collect them from businesses all over the area. There are boxes. You see these boxes in whether they're in stores or they're in office buildings or offices.
Metro does it. You can go to a Metro stop. They also drop off. Nice.
Metro has that. This has been, and I believe still is, the largest single event of toy collection in the for the 224 every year. So we thank you for letting us do that for you. And let's talk a little bit about where the toys go. Because I think there's a misconception often when I talk to people about Toys for Tots that, oh, it's a national program and it's going everywhere. The toys that we raise here in Chicago stay in the area.
That is correct. So every different county, every different area, state, and so on, they have this program. It's mostly a Marine Corps Reserve program. However, I mean, we do have active duty staff there that help out as well.
And like yourself.
Yep, and we collect all these toys, and every different area has, they have their own coordinator that runs that program in that specific area, because it's so many different areas that for just one person alone to handle. So we collect all these toys, and we actually, one, we sort them out by age group, make sure, we have toys out there for every kid that's out there in need. And we try to reach as many people as we can. That's why we partner with a lot of these other businesses and organizations that are out there in the local areas.
Right,
in order
to distribute them.
Yep, and as well as to try to reach out to as many kids as we can. For those kids that, that are less fortunate, whether it may be a temporary situation or a prolonged situation, it helps get those toys out to those kids that are in need.
We were together a couple of weeks ago shooting a video at Apple Chevrolet, who, again, has helped us. And give it up for Apple Chevrolet, because they have done, and the Alfirovich family, they've done an amazing job of helping us raise these toys for, over 10,000 toys that we've raised with them over the last couple of years. But we were shooting a video there, and I was talking to one of your fellow Marines who told a story about how it can change just one kid's life. And you have a story of a Marine who's in the 224 who was a recipient of a toy for Tot. Right?
Yes, that is correct. There's a staff sergeant that we have at 224 that he was actually a recipient of the Toys for Tots program when he was a child. He was one of those individuals in that less fortunate family situation, and he actually received a toy from the Marines through that program. And that right there alone, him seeing that, it actually influenced him to want to become a Marine later on down the road. And that's the thing with a lot of these toys is we get a lot of these toys, and it helps influence and develop these young children and these less fortunate families that eventually may become, your police officers out in your communities. They become your EMT paramedics. I mean, your firefighters. I mean, even something is giving like a small rocket ship to a child. I mean, you never know. That kid might end up working for NASA later on down the road.
Right.
I mean, and that's how far this one specific toy that a child may get in Christmas will influence these kids later on in life and helps make them more productive, responsible, and patriotic citizens in the U.S.
I've had the great opportunity to go out to your facility, which is at 3034 West Foster Avenue in Chicago, and there are drop-off times. People can drop off toys there. Just go to chicago-il.toysfortots.org, and you're going to find all the drop-off times and places you can do that. But the 224 has this, it's a large indoor facility, and they have this basically a very large, what would be a gymnasium, but you guys call it a parade deck or whatever.
Yeah, it's our drill deck, parade deck.
Right. And they separate all the toys, the tens of thousands of toys that they've got, again, by age and by gender, and they're able to move them around and get them. And when you see these toys all lined up, I mean, your imagination of what Santa's, what the North Pole is,
is dwarfed by what you see at the 224. Yep. So it's really an amazing thing. I just want to thank you for everything that you've done for us for the last couple of years, and to the 224 has done for us for the last quarter century, because you guys have been great partners with us, and I hope that we have in some small way returned that favor for you.
No, so. I mean, we definitely appreciate the help we get from you guys at WGN Radio as well. I mean, helps get the word out, helps get more people involved, especially in the local community. And, you know, at the same time, it's giving back to that local. You're giving back into your own local community.
Gunnery Sergeant, thank you so much for being with us. Gunnery Sergeant Garcia, right. United States Marine Corps. All right, we're back in 2 minutes.
Girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the
chain. It's the Rokon Show, Carnarvon Express, live from the Tinley Park Convention Center in Tinley Park, Illinois. We're here at 7 o'clock collecting toys. We're going off the air here in just a few minutes for the Blackhawks taking on the Jersey Devils. And the Ides of March are here to play a charity concert for Toys for Tots. You want to come on by, bring a toy, and it's all been brought to you by American Sale, Architect of Chicagoland, Hilton's of Chicago, Sweet Alley's Gluten-Free Bakery, and I cannot leave these guys out. Apple Chevrolet of Tinley Park. And with us right now is John Alfirovich, the proprietor there, who has, and I just mentioned this before, has been a partner of mine in this endeavor for the last 5 years. And even when we weren't able to do a radio broadcast, or we would do it at your dealership. And over 10,000 toys, well over 10,000 toys now in 5 years, close to 15,000, 17,000 toys we've raised. Thank you so much for what you've done. Thank you for bringing out the Silverados.
Yeah. You're welcome, Ro. Ro, this is a great event. I tell you what, and you've been there too. At the end of every toy, there's a smile. And that's why Apple Chevrolet is involved, and we'll play our role every year. And the way you promote it, too, you don't get enough credit. So thank you.
No, I take all the credit in the world. Don't you worry about it.
Yeah, you do.
Don't worry about it. Apple Chevrolet has been such a great partner of us. And thank you all for being here. And thank you all for the toys. And for the people who went out to Apple Chevrolet and dropped the toys off, I want to thank everybody for doing that. And right now, I just want to thank the Tinley Park Convention Center and everybody at WGN who worked so hard on this.